I'm Aaron Schachter, in for Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. There's a lot at stake tonight when President Obama speaks to the nation. The president is expected to unveil his strategy for defeating the Islamist militants who call themselves the Islamic State. That's the group also known as ISIS that now controls large parts of Iraq and Syria, and which threatens to derail U.S. policy in the region. So American credibility is on the line, and we'll hear more on that in a few minutes. But no one has more at stake than those who live or have loved ones in ISIS's path. That's where we start today. Aisha Jassim is originally from Mosul, the northern Iraqi city taken by ISIS this summer. She has family there, but is currently a junior at Northwestern University's campus in Qatar. Aisha says Mosul residents favor U.S. military intervention now, despite all the violence that followed the American-led invasion of 2003.
Because of what happened last time, you have to know, like, this is difficult even for Iraqis to admit that they would want intervention. But life has gotten, like, so bad that intervention is not something that people, even those who might not be in favor, they won't protest it too fervently. Like, my relatives, they actually want American intervention. Perhaps not in a, like, as a great scale as it was last time, but they do seek American intervention.
I wonder if you have anyone in your perhaps extended family who's joined up with ISIS in some form or another, figuring that's the safest thing to do.
No, simply because people aren't going out. I mean, I come from a religious family. I mean, Friday prayers is a must. But they've even stopped going there just so that they don't hear about you have to support ISIS. Because now if you don't support ISIS, then you're threatened or whatever. So people just don't go outside. That goes for both men and women. My cousin has not, she's a female actually, she hasn't been outside, just outside in general, for months. So people just stay at home typically. Home is kind of like the safe ground for them. They just don't want to go outside and deal with what's happening.
It's incredibly ironic that this group, you know, purporting to follow the will of Allah, the will of God, is causing religious people to stay away from the mosque.
Yeah, oh my gosh. No, we call them there's a word for them in Islam. We call them Khawarij.
Khawarij. What does that mean?
Yes. It means outsiders basically, like outsiders of religion. And these people, they're described in Islam, are basically people who you think they're very religious. They pray, they do everything right, but then they twist religion. They bombed mosques. They bombed the historic mosque, Masjid Nabi Yunus. That was just a blow.
Now, when you talk to your classmates there in Doha, what do you tell them? Or what would you like people to understand about the situation in Mosul?
I mean, from the comments I read, it seems they think it's a religious problem. It's not. I mean, there's some religion into it, but then there's these people, for example, they come, they're not even Iraqis, a lot of them. So they come, like, for example, some are from Saudi Arabia, some are from Europe, some are from Russia, some are, you know, everywhere. And they come and, you know, I don't know, they're a mixture of, like, people who kind of disgruntled youth who couldn't find jobs in their own countries. And they're going into Iraq to die. A lot of them, like, rip their passports. They're going in there to die, basically. So with these people, you can't really... You can't deal with them. You can't negotiate even with them. They're so strict. Al-Qaeda denounced them. Like, that's how strict they are. Mm. So when something's so strict that even a terrorist branch thinks you're too extreme, like, you're extreme.
Finally, Aisha, I know you're in school now. Yes. And you've got 2 years to go, right? You're a junior. Would you hope to someday move back to Mosul?
I don't think. I mean, we've lost hope. Our family virtually lost hope of returning. We had a house. We bought a house there in hopes that we'd go back. And we've sold that house in 2008 because we knew, well, we believe there's no hope. I hope that there is. I hope that we're wrong. But from what it looks like, Iraq just keeps on going backwards.
Aisha Jassim's family is from Mosul, Iraq. She's currently a student at Northwestern University in Doha in Qatar. Aisha, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.